Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It's me, Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, and here we are, the first Friday of 2017. Well, it's hard to believe, isn't it? We're already here. And tomorrow, the first 7 days of 2017 will be behind us. And I thought as we wind up this first week that I'd share some new stuff that's going on here at the Coming Out Lounge. It's not super new, but there's some shifts we're going to make here. Now, if you're a subscriber, you know that for the past couple of months, we've been doing two shows a week. And I love it because you're getting some great guests and some interesting commentary. And sometimes it's interviews with great guests. Other times it's just me blabbering like I'm doing today, blabbering in your ear about, you know, coming out of life's closets, coming out advice. Sometimes I'm just bitching about stuff to be bitching about stuff. And I promise today I'm not going to bitch. But here's what I wanted you to know. That not a lot's going to change. We're still going to do a couple of shows a week. We may miss every once in a while, but the plan is to stay on task and keep giving you great shows every couple of weeks. But there will be a minor shift. Now, instead of always getting two guests a week, you're going to be getting a little bit more of me. Yes, me talking about stuff. Let me take that back. What you're going to really get is me ripping and riffing about things that I see going on that cause people to stay closeted about their lives, whether it's things going on in our political life, you know, in our government, things because of people's opinions that push us into the closet. Maybe it's others' expectations. Hello, are you listening? I'm sure some of you just go, oh yeah, I get that. Or it could be even things like our own crazy voices in our heads. So think of it as every Friday, or at least going to attempt every Friday, for Rick to be on here talking about those crazy little things. Now, here's what I promise you. These are going to be short shows. I'm calling them Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. Let me say that again. Uncloseted Riffs and Rants. And they're going to be short. That's the reason I said short shows. You've got way too much going on in your life. I know that. And that's why I want to make sure that you're not always plugged in, earbuds in your ears, listening to my sexy, masculine, gay voice. Okay, at least that's part of the reason I think you're listening to me, right? Okay. Can I just have my little fantasy? I mean, I thought that's why you came and listened. Of course, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we're calling it Uncloseted Riff and Rants. And these uncloseted riffs and rants will be focused straight to the point, 10 minutes or less. That's how long we're going to do them. The goal is to make you think, to make you go deep, and to make you really look at life in a bigger way. So you got it? Okay, let's go then. I've only got a few minutes. We're already at 3 minutes. And I promise we're going to wrap this up before the 10-minute mark. So, three words. My good friend Chris Brogan, who's been on this show. He's a great marketing guy, social media guy, business strategist, all that stuff. Great guy. He does this thing, three words, where you pick out three words for the year. Now, I'm going to confess, these three words came to me. They're going to be a bigger part of everything I do, but I consider them my three words for 2017. And my three words are escape, explore, and elevate. Okay, we're done. Yep, that's it. That's all there is for the rant. I'm kidding, okay? So let's dive into these three words. So why are these three words so important? Well, what I've learned for myself in the last year in doing all the different things that I do, from speaking to podcasting to writing to working one-on-one with clients, is if you don't escape your own bullshit, if you don't go explore your fears and your truths, and you don't step up, yes, if you don't elevate yourself to be completely, fully self-expressed as you, yes, completely, fully self-expressed as you, you will never be happy, fulfilled, and living authentically. Now, the reason I cough there is because I'm kind of over the word authentically or authenticity, but it's a good word. Everybody uses it. So I know that A word, it kind of drives me a little nuts, and I just want you to know, We're gonna change it to, if you don't elevate to being your real self. Yeah, I like that a lot better. You will never be happy, fulfilled, and real. Yeah. Doesn't that sound much better than authentically or authenticity? I like it because I think everybody can get it. So let's move on. So here's the three things. I want you to be able to escape your bullshit, because you see, if you didn't escape it this last year in 2016 or in 2015, well, there's a good chance you probably won't do it this year either. So you might as well turn this podcast off right now and just go do something else. But wait, there is a solution. You can escape your bullshit if you choose to. Now, we all know our own bullshit. We know it really, really well. But here's the thing. We all also either choose to ignore it, hide from it, or on very rare occasions, maybe for some of you more often than not, you choose to overcome your own bullshit. Okay, so we know what this is all about. We want to escape our bullshit. You're probably going, okay, Rick, so how do I do this? Well, I've found for me and a lot of my clients, the best way to do that is to admit it. You have to admit that you have some bullshit. And from there, then you get to decide what will be different when it's no longer there in your life. And then you get to choose, once you know that it's no longer there and what might be different for you in your life, you get to choose that you want to escape from it. But part of the escaping from it is we've got to go explore. Now, once you know your bullshit and you own it, you get to do the exploration thing, which is exploring your fears around letting go of your bullshit. And sometimes that letting go can be, well, it can be hard, and it can be a lot of looking at your truth. A lot of truth questions come up, like, well, how true is that for me that this bullshit is doing this to me? Or is it really true that if I let go of this, this is going to happen? Those are the kind of questions you get to go explore when you're in the explore phase. Because you know what? It's all about exploring your fears and getting to the truths so that you can escape away from those fears and step into the next phase, which is elevate. Now, in that elevate space, it's the third space, that's where you begin to really feel safe. You've identified what you're going to escape from, whatever that bullshit is. You've explored your fears, you've explored the truths, and you kind of know, okay, I can do this, and you're choosing to go do it now. But as you step into that full space of self-expression, that's when you get to say, I'm going to be fucking self-expressed. Excuse my language there, but I just feel like, you know, the phrase that I've developed around this is elevate your fucking self-expression. And I know that seems a little hard and brash, but hey, sometimes you got to get kicked in the ass to make stuff happen in order to rise above your bullshit that you're feeding yourself. Now, to elevate yourself doesn't mean you become an arrogant ass. It simply means you start to appreciate and love yourself. You see yourself for all the unique things that you are, that you're supposed to be doing here on the planet, that only you can do. Now, yes, I'm talking about coming out of the closet of self-shaming and feeling like a fraud and being a fake and hating on yourself for, you know, maybe always dreaming but never acting on your dream. That's what elevating is all about. It's rising. Rising and stepping up into you, the real you, to be exactly who you're meant to be. Not somebody else's version of you, not some version of the voices in your head version of you. The you that's in your heart, that's in your soul. So let's recap. If you want to be successful, happy, alive, fulfilled, your three tasks for this year, well, and for every year for that matter, in fact, for every frickin' moment in your life, is to escape your bullshit, explore your fears and your truths, and daily, moment by moment, elevate your fucking self-expression of who you truly are. And with that as a guide, I'm going to ask you the big question. How are those New Year's resolutions going? Or should I say intentions? If you listen to the December 30th podcast, you know I talked about setting intentions and things such as that. So how are they going? How are those intentions? Well, maybe you should think about escaping your bullshit, exploring your fears and your truths, and elevating your fucking self-expression to help you achieve your intentions. Because my gut feeling says when you dial in escape, explore, and elevate, it's going to be so much easier to achieve those intentions and have a really successful life. And with that, we're going to wrap up this first edition of Uncloseted Riff and Rants. And I'm going to say to you, thanks for being part of my life, part of my group, part of my groupies, part of my community. And go out there, enjoy your weekend, and never stop escaping, exploring, and elevating.